Canadian officials have barricaded a bridge from northern New York to Ontario. The border crossing over the St. Lawrence River is a major trade route. The bridge also links the two halves of a Mohawk reservation. As Brian Mann of North Country Public Radio reports, it was barricaded after Mohawks protested a plan to arm Canadian border agents.
On a gray June morning, Canadian border officials are manning the blockade on the New York side of the massive Seaway International Bridge, 7 hours north of New York City. Brandon White, spokesman for the Mohawk reservation that straddles this border, says the decision to close the route split families and neighbors.
On a typical day, they're crossing the bridge five, six times a day, you know, to go get groceries, to go to work, to drop their kids off at school.
U.S. and Canadian officials have been beefing up security along the northern border since 9/11. This standoff began brewing almost a month ago as news circulated that Canada planned to arm all officers along the U.S. border for the first time. The border station here sits on sovereign Mohawk territory, and the proposal sparked angry protests.
The one only wants to have guns! They might shoot us. They might get trigger-happy.
Tribal elders denied reporters access to the protest. That video was posted to YouTube in mid-May. Local Mohawks like Jennifer Boots say it's not just a question of sovereignty. The checkpoint sits in the middle of the reservation's biggest residential neighborhood.
There has been tension, and my fear is if they start shooting, bullets find ways to go astray.
Tensions between Mohawks and governments on both sides of the border have been simmering for decades, occasionally flaring into violence. The vigils here have been peaceful, but on June 1st, Canadian customs agents left their offices, locked the doors, and closed the border, saying they felt threatened by the crowd of protesters. Speaking on CTV television, Canadian Public Safety Minister Peter Van Loan said his officers won't return without their guns.
They'll have to accept armed border officers there. And what we're looking at is a potential long closing. And as a result, we are right now examining the long-term viability of that particular port of entry.
The Mohawk Reservation is also a major smuggling route for marijuana and illegal migrants coming to the U.S. and cigarettes going north. In the past, these disputes have taken on a distinctly racial tone, but Van Loan's threat to mothball this trade route permanently has also angered white leaders in the Ontario city of Cornwall, where Scott Armstrong heads the local Chamber of Commerce.
I thought it was completely reactionary. You know, it's kind of like I'm going to take my ball and go home.
Opposition critics in Canada's Parliament, including Liberal MP Todd Russell, have also blasted the government for failing to negotiate with the Mohawks.
When will the minister put down his stick, pick up the phone, and start talking to the Mohawks of Akwesasne?
So far, those talks haven't happened, and Mohawk spokesman Brandon White says his people are preparing to live with the bridge closure for a long time. As part of their protest, they've organized a volunteer ferry service of skiffs and pontoon boats to carry Mohawks across the St. Lawrence River, effectively bypassing Canada's blockaded bridge.
This issue is leading our community to go back to the way things were decades ago, to go back to the river.
So far, Canadian officials haven't blocked the ferries, but Mohawks only allow their own tribal members to use them. Until the dispute is settled, other travelers have to drive nearly an hour to reach the next U.S.-Canada border crossing. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.